You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to your Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, July 30th.
Last year, what you guys accomplished during the regular season was special, winning 14 games. I told you when I spoke to you last year that your biggest challenge last year was going to be avoiding the distractions because the COVID pandemic brought a ton of distractions. Well, there are going to be distractions this year. You know, we're not past the pandemic, and there are always going to be distractions tugging at you. So focus on the goal at hand. We want to win another Lamar Hunt trophy, and we want to get back to the Super Bowl. I know we're all disappointed about how last season ended. Let's use it as motivation to be our best on a daily basis, because there are 31 other teams that are trying to do that. Those teams are going to focus on you, and it's going to start with our opening game against Cleveland. They're going to come out here and want to beat us. So we've got to be at our best. And the way you do that is you listen to Andy and his staff and work hard every day. I hope you have a great camp. Go Chiefs. Let's get it done.
Damn, the Chiefs in-house documentary series, The Franchise, always comes along with some goosebumps, doesn't it? Episode 1 dropped on Wednesday, and Chiefs owner Clark Hunt was clear in his speech for the team in 2021. He wants to be back in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have started that effort by getting back to normal, in a sense. They, of course, have returned to Missouri Western State University in St. Joe after a year of having training camp back at home in Kansas City.
I've heard a lot of the guys, you know, talk about what they believe they gain by being here as a team, and it's basically the bonding experience that you have at training camp. You can obviously get the work in just as easily in Kansas City as you can here, but you can't replace spending 3 weeks in a dormitory eating all your meals together. I think that's really valuable for bringing a team together. And we have a number of new players this year, particularly on the offensive line. And so I think the chance to be here at camp is really going to benefit that unit and the entire team.
Hunt's right. Folks in the league always talk about how offensive line success is all about chemistry, and the Chiefs are primed to start 4 new players there this season. More on that in a second. One final note on Hunt. The Chiefs owner was asked about full Arrowhead Stadium capacity this fall, and he said that's the plan, though he did say it's still a dynamic process and the team would be working with the Kansas City Health Director to make sure it's safe.
Good to get the guys back, man. They have great energy, and we look forward to working with all the new guys up here. A little more condensed work and media schedule. So with that, time's yours.
Time's yours indeed. I had mentioned this on the most recent edition of the Arrowhead Pride Editor Show that I had 3 questions heading into day 1 of training camp. The first was, would Frank Clark and Tyrann Mathieu be there? Answer, yeah, they are. Number 2 was, how would the first team offensive line look? And the answer was, exactly how I imagined, with rookie 6th rounder Trey Smith lined up at right guard.
Yeah, well, it was consistency. I mean, he had done a nice job. I mean, not that it's 100% perfect, young guy, but he showed enough to legitimately be in that position for right now. And then he's got to compete. So we'll see how all that goes when we get the pads on.
The other players along the starting line as of today are left tackle Orlando Brown Jr., left guard Joe Tooney, center Creed Humphrey, and right tackle Mike Remmers. My final question heading into day 1 had to do with the cornerback rotation. So here we go. In the Chiefs' base, your cornerbacks are Tre'Varius Ward and Legarius Sneed. And in the nickel, Sneed jumps into the slot, and former Minnesota Viking Mike Hughes is getting the first crack outside. But DeAndre Baker is also in the mix for that outside spot in the nickel.
Not disappointed at all. You know, I think most people that know me, they know I love to play football. so I have another chance to do that. So it's all about my teammates. It's all about the guys around me, and just me continuing trying to be the person that I am. So, and not letting anything outside of that kind of influence, you know, how I operate day to day. I think most players would like to, you know, have things, you know, done, you know, before they, you know, get to the season. But like I said, man, I'm all about ball. I love ball. So, you know, it's important for me to kind of stay focused on that and, you know, let other things just handle themselves.
I know I speak for most of us at Arrowhead Pride when I say that we thought the Tyrann Mathieu contract extension would be done ahead of training camp, but that's not the case for the Chiefs all-pro safety. We've talked about it almost ad nauseum on these airwaves, but Kansas City's defensive leader is entering the final year of his contract in 2021, and he's due to become an unrestricted free agent in 2022. In my opinion, I still think this thing gets done before the season starts, but I also thought it would be done ahead of training camp, so who really knows at this point?
I came up here on the first day. Quick story, I came up here on the first day. I grabbed a Popeye's chicken sandwich, 3 chicken strips, a biscuit, fry, and a 12-count nugget. And I still weigh like 292. And I was I was telling B, he was like, "You're in perfect weight." I was like, "No, I'm not. I just ate like 3 sandwiches from Popeye's and chicken strips." And so I felt like my weight is, I'm good. I'm still trying to move up in the 295 range.
I once talked to Jones years ago around Thanksgiving, and we were talking about Thanksgiving foods, and he revealed that he likes to have 2 pies on Thanksgiving, talking like apple pie, pecan pie, blueberry pie, that sort of thing, 2 full pies to himself. He's changed his tune. This offseason, he did Pilates, he did yoga, and he's 15 to 20 pounds down. He credited Jaron Reed for coming to the Chiefs, and what it's done along the interior is provide the team the versatility to put Jones on the outside. So he's adjusted his weight, and he's also adjusted his sack goal for 2021.
We're trying to break the record, baby. We're trying to break the record. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. The record. We're trying to have the best D-line in the league, first and foremost. We're trying to be dominant throughout this whole season, and we're trying to challenge each other to get better day in and day out. If we do that, this D-line will be where we want to be.
Jones's career high for sacks was 15 and a half in 2018, but the record, as he speaks about, would be Michael Strahan range, so that's a goal of 23 sacks in 2021. Keep in mind, there are 17 games now instead of 16, so he's got an extra matchup to work with.
I'm 100%. In the Super Bowl, I probably was about 85%, 90, close to 90%. But I mean, just being able to rest was kind of the big thing. I mean, even after last year, I mean, I had a 15 game. Before that, had a 15 game, you know, championship season with LSU, and I want to say probably 3 days after that, I was already training, and then we hopped right into this season. Hopped into season last year, so it was kind of like a rolling 2 years for me of nothing but football. So just having the time to kind of let my body recover and then be specific on my training and the offseason and rehab was, I mean, kind of got me where I am right now.
The Chiefs starting running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire broke a little bit of news on Thursday by revealing he was only about 85-90% in Super Bowl 55. And really good of him to give it a go. Edwards-Helaire finished with 64 yards on the ground and 23 yards through the air in the loss. Something caught my eye the other day, and I do want to share it. BetOnline AG released some over-unders for totals ahead of the NFL season. They had CEH for a combined over-under of more than 1,800 scrimmage yards. So at least Las Vegas, and to be clear here, I'm talking about the casinos, not the fighting John Grudens. Las Vegas believes that Clyde is about to eat in the season ahead. See how it goes. Quickly, on the injury front from Thursday, tight end Travis Kelce left practice early, but there's nothing to worry about. His hip and back tightened up, so we'll see if he's on the practice field on Friday. And Anthony Hitchens missed after tweaking his hamstring on Wednesday.
Me and Tyreek Hill got into it because he's a Gatorade sponsors athlete also. So we got into it one time. We're sitting out, we're talking. He was like, "Yo, you could take me." And he was talking blah, blah, blah. But then I went to the combine 1 year. And if you go on the net right now, I ran 4.22 in my sweats and some shoes. You got no chance. None whatsoever.
That was the voice of 8-time Olympic champion Usain Bolt on the Pat McAfee show, who of course dropped the video on Twitter. Tyreek Hill saw that tweet and he quote tweeted the video with this. Line up then. Stop hiding. That is some big league trash talk to end this, the Arrowhead Drive for Friday, July 30th. Remember to both subscribe and tell everyone you see at training camp to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And please leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's Friday. That means Sho and BK on the Chiefs to discuss all the rumblings out of St. Joseph. That's it for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk again on Monday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.